Money and markets, the number one story this week with quiet fear of the next big crash or the next big shoe to drop. It just hung in the air throughout the market and throughout the sort of commentary worldwide. As some of you know me know, I always say it just keeps getting weirder, and of course it just kept getting weirder when the people of Slovakia were the ones to stand up to European bank bailouts, and of course the pressure is on them now. And China continued to slow down. Many reports now of different signs of slowing down. The U.S. dollar has backed off, but it still continues to be unbelievably strong. A reminder that economic fundamentals don't explain how the reserve currency works. Gary Gensler, the chairman of the Commodities Future Trade Commission, pointed out today that the European debt crisis was connected to the United States through the swap market. I commented on that to Rob Kirby, a wonderful newsletter out of Canada, and wrote back, "You might say the derivatives market, interest rate swap market, is the glue that binds all nations to the global dollar standard. This is another reason, perhaps the most important and most misunderstood, why it will be so hard to ever dislodge the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. It's also why we keep seeing governments make extraordinary efforts to bail out banks, because it's not just a matter of the banks writing down paper. It's a matter of the whole derivatives market literally being turned topsy-turvy, and that's something that no one at this point thinks they can afford to have happen. So it's certainly one as a politician that you loathe having to explain it. I think there are very few politicians, actually, who understand derivatives. Wall Street had a bad week. Announcements of layouts and lower bonus expectations. The Volcker rule at the FDIC was announced, making it much harder for banks to access federally insured deposits and essentially federal credit to do proprietary trading, which is where a lot of their profits are coming from. And so we see Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, who were basically given holding company status during the bailout time, which allowed them to access extraordinarily cheap cost of capital, essentially using our credit, announcing that they're probably going to get out of the holding company structure. And it's really a signal as to which is more valuable, insider trading or federal credit. But as I said last week, throughout the world, we're watching more and more as we lose the ability to allocate capital with an honest market price, we get more and more cheap capital pumping around, and as a result, more and more rules to control and determine allocation in political ways, which are just a nightmare and complexify the economy, and that's part of the slowdown. I almost, instead of thinking of the theme as slow, slow, slow the boat, I almost said saltwater taffy. In Wall Street, we also see Occupy Wall Street starting to percolate actions. I want to talk more about Occupy Wall Street with Franklin. We've got a lot of comments and questions from you, and I want to make sure we address them. One of the things that's coming out of that group is the idea of shifting your deposits in your bank business out of the banks who are behaving in a corrupt manner and into local banks and credit unions. And I wanted to remind everybody that at Solari we do have a bank intimate page with all sorts of resources and information and links to services that give ratings to banks. And there are just many wonderful things you can do by banking locally. We did a Solari report with my wonderful cousins and bankers at the National Bank of Malvern, and that's in the archives. The link on how to find a good local bank is now, I republished it on the blog this week, so you can find it there. And if you don't have a bank you really like, there's a very good chance if you follow the steps in the How to Find a Good Local Bank article, there's a very good chance in most counties in America that you'll be able to find one, or you can do what I do, which is bank by mail with one I love, but I'm very lucky because I have families who have a very tiny community bank, and they're wonderful people. I just spent 4 weeks with them in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Raising Cain, Herman Cain, Georgia businessman, continues to sit next to Mitt Romney in all the photo ops. He's an African-American, and so the Republican Party's hardball softball game continues to try and give Mitt Romney the status he needs to be a front runner. Rick Perry continuing to checkmate Ron Paul in the media, but Ron Paul continuing to do amazingly in the polls. The New Jersey Governor Christie announcing that he's throwing his weight behind Romney, not surprisingly. And so a lot of money is being spent to sort of make Romney a serious front runner for the Republican nomination. And it's, you know, as I said last week, either way, whether Obama wins the presidency or Mitt Romney, essentially you're going to have to, on both sides of the aisle, you have a candidate who's literally beholding and reporting to the Harvard Corporation. Harrisburg files Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy. We're going to see a lot more of those. That's certainly the most prominent city. It's a state capital of a very big state. Harrisburg got itself, it's not just a general slowdown. They got themselves into a bonding mess. But it's an example of a lot of towns that got themselves in over their heads as a result of counting on bubble revenues. Very bad news from the FDA, preliminary approval of genetically modified fish. We did a Soleri report with Bertram Verhaag, incredible documentary maker from Munich. He's done a series of documents on genetically modified food. One of the links in the blog post will be to that, both that blog post and the recommended documentaries that he made. And in one of them, he goes through the entire genetically modified fish story. There are fish, and in this case salmon, that grow to be much larger and more aggressive than natural. They grow much faster, so the idea is the economics are better for food. The problem is if they get out and get into the natural waters, they tend to decimate the natural fish. So we're talking about something that if it lets loose could dramatically change the global fishing stock. I put a link up to an article from Bloomberg on the free trade deal. There's a lot going on with the politics of autos and auto parts. The official story is the South Korean free trade deal will increase our exports, a lot of auto and auto parts to South Korea. So they're predicting $10.9 billion of additional exports per year. The person who pays the price of that is Japan. You're watching, as I've described before, us building up our relations with South Korea at the expense of Japan, and that's part of making sure that Japan and China, that Japan really can't be a hegemon with China in that area. So big things happening in the economics there. I wanted to also mention, before we go into the precious metals market report, that one of the Stetzer Electric distributors has offered a special discount for Soleri. It's up on the blog. We put a little post up for Stetzer Electric. And that, for those of you who listened to the Dirty Electricity interview with Dr. Samuel Milham, he recommended that, and so we got a bulge of subscribers wanting to order. There was more than a dust-up in western Montana over the last month. The local water company, owned by a family out of L.A., refused to sell the water company to the town or a town-related entity, and so the city council has gone ahead and approved a sale to Carlisle. And it's a reminder of the extent to which local water is being bought up and controlled by people that we might not prefer to have it bought up by. And so I posted the Blue Gold Water World Water Wars documentary. It's available on the internet. Just as a reminder that wherever you are, think about where your water is coming from and how to make sure you have access to fresh water and safe water, and you make sure your water is not falling into the hands of the Carlisle Group, because it's something that we need to think about down the road. I also put up on the blog post, as you know, I keep beating the drum beats on vaccines. Finland has now committed, the government of Finland, to fund lifetime care for 79 children who developed narcolepsy after taking the swine flu vaccination. So I would just remind you, be very, very careful, and you really want to research vaccines before you consider them. So that's it for Money and Markets.